gotta go by that one. Trust me, I'm watching.
How could they be different?
How could they be different?
Yeah.
Because they're an Android. They're an Android. iPhone's faster. I run into the same problem at the car line. I argue with the lady every morning. Says I can be here now. Nope, you have 2 minutes, ma'am. Well, I want to be on the same clock you are. They love seeing me at 6:40 in the morning.
I'll bet they do. Yep. Makes their day.
Yep. All right, are we ready to get going? Okay, let's go ahead and call the meeting to order, and we'll start with a roll call.
Marilyn Kirkpatrick.
Here.
Dan Stewart.
Here.
April Becker.
Here.
Irene Bustamante Adams. Irene Bustamante Adams.
Hello.
Hi.
Victoria, we're not ready for you yet.
Yes, here. Oh,
gotcha.
Sorry.
Noted.
Ms. Bustamante Adams.
Ready.
Richard Churchio. Karen Fielding.
Here.
Sherry Jorgensen. Yolanda King.
Here.
Michael Knapp.
Here.
Victoria Seaman.
Here.
Dan Shaw.
Here.
All right, we do have a quorum, so we'll go ahead and get going, showing that Ms. Bustamante Adams and Mr. Churchio are not currently on the call. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. First order.
This is Irene. I am here.
Okay, perfect. This is the first time set aside for public comment. This is for any items that are on the agenda today. If anybody would like to speak, do I have anybody on the phone? Hearing none, do I have anybody here? Nope. We'll go ahead and close the public hearing and we'll go to the first item, which is the approval of the agenda.
I'll move
I have a motion by Commissioner Knapp, a second by Councilman Stewart. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? And that motion carries. The second item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the regular scheduled meeting for January 2nd, 2025. I'm assuming everybody's read them. Councilman Stewart makes a motion for approval. Commissioner Knapp for my second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? And that motion carries. All right, the next item is item number 3, which is approve, adopt, and authorize the chair to sign a resolution concerning the issuance of Clark County general obligation bonds for the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority for refunding. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. For the record, Jim McIntosh, Chief Financial Officer for the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. We're here before you because we'd like to refund approximately $93.6 million of 2015 series of bonds. Received authority from our board to do so to come before you. As we're going through this process, interest rates went a little sideways on us, and so we'd like to still seek the authority to refund these bonds. Likely we'll do it by the summertime to get authorization to do so, and because we'd like to maximize our savings, we'd like to get at least a net present value savings of at least 3% on these bonds. We have significant coverage on the bonds based off the study that you have before you, greater than 2.5 times. We're not looking to extend the maturity of the bonds in any way, and we expect to have an overall reduction of debt service payments. So we're seeking authority to refund those bonds.
Okay, does anybody on the phone have any questions? Does anybody here have any questions?
Jim, just to answer, one quick question.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming that you'll watch the markets and pull the trigger when the timing's right, or your best estimate.
Yeah, so I've got Marty Johnson here, who is our financial advisor. He's already provided me with some numbers today. But yes, that's our goal, Mr. Shaw, is to make sure that we follow the market and do what's best for the organization in terms of getting the maximizing our savings.
Anybody else have any questions? So I'm on.
Yes, this is Yolanda.
Yes, Yolanda.
And Jim, what's the current interest rate on this bond?
Overall, it's in the 4.5%. Approximately 4.5%.
Okay. All right. So given the given the market these days, is it running around 5 or 6%?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the pretty significant decline. So, okay, I just have to know where we are and where perhaps we have to get to your 3% savings that you discussed.
Yep.
Thank you.
Sure.
I was going to ask the same question because in the executive summary as well as in the backup, it says that you don't plan on going out today. I don't know that we've typically approved any without knowing a time frame. So, and I understand everything is crazy today, but your step is based on the 3% savings.
Yes.
Correct? So when and how will this board know going forward when you pull the trigger?
I don't know that this board, we're, I don't.
That's my concern, because you're here today.
Jim, we can submit something to them just to give them an update.
Right.
We do the deal.
Appreciate that.
Well, so, I mean, it would just help with the record, because this, we've, one, it's precedent setting, because we've never done this before. But two, your own summary says that, we're, and we don't want you to go out if you can't, if it's, you know, you're at 4% now and it lowers to 3%, that's really not going to get you your 3% savings. So I don't know how the legal part of it goes, but I do think that the motion has to include something to say that, that you got to have the correct savings, right? Because you don't come back to
no,
us.
No, I.
excuse me, this is Kendra Follett from CAFT, formerly Sherman and Howard. May I make a comment?
Yes.
Chair?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is an abatement finding because these bonds were already approved by the Debt Management Commission when they were initially issued. So this item before you is approving an abatement finding for these particular bonds, which means that, you know, should the GO ever need to be levied, it would be exempt from abatement. So it's slightly different than the typical GO approval that is before you, before the Debt Management Commission. So, you know, in this instance, you're just approving the abatement finding, which means that the finding is that the Debt Management Commission makes a finding that there are sufficient revenues to repay these bonds, such that if the, you know, if the GO is not ever expected to be levied. And so it's slightly different than approving a GO bond issue under the Debt Management Commission statute.
Okay, so let me just ask this thing, Kendra. So we've done a lot of refunding bonds, and I've been on this board 10 years, and we typically what happens, to be quite honest, is people pull it back and say we're not ready to go out. However, I understand that the market is crazy today, so we've done tons of refunding bonds, and in fact the school district had to pull theirs back at least once because the market was goofy. We, as long as I've been here, we've never done it this way. So I understand that it's outside the abatement, it's all that, but it's still refunding so that we're saving money on the money that's out there today. So I guess I'm confused when you say that it's just about the abatement, because it's not about the abatement, it's about the refunding process. So I just need a little more detail, on the record at least, to clarify, because I've been here 10 years and never seen this, like this, because most agencies pull
sure,
back.
Sure. So even if, so here, because it's an abatement finding and you're making a determination that there are sufficient revenues to repay these bonds, that even if they were to, which they're not going to do, but even if they were going to refund them at the very same interest rate, what Jim McIntosh mentioned is that they have, you know, more than two times coverage on their revenues. So even if they were to, you know, refund them at the very same interest rate, they still have coverage. So that's, you know, that's the abatement finding, is do they have enough revenues, enough revenues such that it is not expected that that the GO would ever need to be levied. And I understand that this particular, you're right, that in my memory, which is not always accurate, but I agree with you that it's not, I don't remember the case where someone is coming and saying, well, today the market, you know, we're not in the market with our targeted savings.
May I?
That has.
Please, because she's talking me out of it.
Well, I just want to.
I'm about to say no.
Kendra, if I may, just for a minute, the LVCVA issues bonds two ways. Sometimes we issue them with a pledge of Clark County's general obligation, and sometimes with our own pledge of our own room tax revenues, and sometimes we simply pledge the room tax revenues. These bonds we are refunding are the combination. They have a pledge from Clark County, and they have a pledge of revenues from the room tax. And so because of that, normally, this is precedent setting for me as well, and having worked for the school district and having worked for the city of Henderson, we have not had to come before this body to ask for permission to do a refunding. So I'm not used to this myself, okay. But we come before you because Clark County is part of the pledge of revenues. They're pledging their general obligation as well. So we have to come before you for the finding to say any tax rate levy to repay these bonds are exempt from abatement. If we had to actually rely on any tax rate to be increased, which is likely not going to happen.
But at the end of the day, though, we want to make sure that you're getting the savings that you're telling us
yes.
that you're getting is my issue.
Sure.
I brought him off to the table, Kendra, sorry.
Yeah, for the record, Marty Johnson, financial advisor for LVCVA. One of the reasons that we're here before you today is, again, as Jim mentioned, we had planned that we would be able to issue these bonds here in the next month. But after the Debt Management Commission approves these bonds, we still have to go to the LVCVA board and the county commission. Those steps will occur closer to when we anticipate selling the bonds. But if this group doesn't approve, we can't get those approvals. And that process takes us a good 6 to 8 weeks. To work through all of that.
I'm not arguing it. I said on all three. I said on two of them.
On two of them, yes. No, absolutely. So I guess my point is Mr. Neff will have the opportunity to look at this again, as will you, when we are closer to being ready to sell the bonds. But what we would hate is for delaying this and then have the market move in our favor and not being able to respond because we've got a 2-month process to go through before we can get to the market.
No, and I 100% appreciate that. I just want some follow-up. So if I get hit by a truck tomorrow, right, the next person sitting in this seat kind of knows to follow up to make sure that we know when you actually go out to market, because typically we have a pretty good idea even going through that process. That most people say, we anticipate going out this summer, we anticipate going out early fall, and I 100% agree that the interest rates could drop tomorrow or triple tomorrow, right? Because it's a crazy world. And I don't want to hold you up. I just really am looking for some, even if it's before you come before the county commission or LVGVA, or LVCVA, to put something on the record that says what your intent is when you get closer.
Yeah, Chair, if I could, do you anticipate going to LVCVA before it's time or when it's closer, when the market's suitable?
When it's closer to the time.
Right. So if that's the case, then when an agenda, I'll make a motion if it's all right, but it would include that when the item is scheduled for hearing at the LVCVA Board of Directors, that the members of this body are notified. Would that accomplish what you're trying to?
We can provide that permission.
Wonderful.
Makes sense.
Sorry. I'm just trying to watch our dollars to make sure we get what we say we're getting. Yes.
Chair, this is Kendra Follett from Taft, formerly Sherman and Howard. So the abatement finding is an option for a particular financing. It is not required that the abatement finding come before the Debt Management Commission. But if you know the Debt Management Commission and the board authorizing the issuance of the bonds don't make the abatement finding, then if the GO were ever to be levied, then it wouldn't be exempt from abatement.
So here's what I would tell you.
That's why you don't always see this, because not everybody.
I'm just going to suggest that once you've sold, let's stop selling. There's a motion on the floor anyway.
Yeah.
So there's a motion on the floor, which will include. Do we have to include? I'm asking you, Lisa, that outside of the abatement, that these would fall in outside of the abatement.
I mean, that's part of the approved resolution.
Right.
So.
Right. So we normally say it just so it's
on the
very
record.
Clear. So there, your motion includes that.
Outside of the abatement and on the condition that the LBCVA board management notifies this body at time.
Just for record keeping purposes. I got here and it was a rubber stamp, so I like notes. Okay, with that, there's a motion by Commissioner Knapp. There's a second by Councilman Stewart. Is the clerk clear on what the motion is? Okay. All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
And that motion carries.
Thank you.
I'm not sure you want to come back and see us. We give you a hard time every time. All right, the next item on the agenda is item number 4, which is approve, adopt, and authorize the chair to sign a resolution concerning the issuance of Clark County general obligation refunding bonds. So now you've heard what we're looking for.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Kathy Sisolak, municipal advisor to the county and the district. And with me here is Steve Parrish from the Flood Control District. As everybody mentioned, there exists a refunding opportunity for the district to refund their 2015 flood control bonds. And to be certain that the refunding bonds are exempt from abatement, the DMC must approve the finding that no increase in the rate of the ad valorem tax is anticipated to be necessary for the payment of the obligation. The bonds will be general obligations of the county, but will be paid by flood control district revenues. Therefore, it is anticipated that the bonds will have no impact on the property tax rates. So if you go to your backup on page 5, actually page 4, shows the anticipated savings of the refunding of the Series 2015 bonds. As you can see, we anticipate a gross savings of $5 million, a net present value of $4.15 million, or 3.05% of refunded bonds. This is a very conservative estimate, and in today's market, we ran these numbers again, and it looks like it's going to be $6.9 million net present value savings, or 5.07% of refunded bonds. So we believe there's sufficient savings there. Page 5 is really just a display of all the bonds that the district has outstanding. Page 6 is the debt service of all of their existing bonds. Page 7 shows the historical sufficiency of the pledge revenues for the existing bonds, which shows over 2.1 times coverage, going over 3 times debt service coverage. And then finally, page 8 shows a pro forma of revenues over debt service coverage, and it shows roughly over 3 times coverage throughout most of the time, forecasted time period. That concludes my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Anybody have any questions on the phone?
Yes, this is Yolanda.
Yep, go ahead.
Kathy, what is the current interest rate of the Series 2015 bonds?
They go from 5% from 25 to 32, and then down to 4% in years 2033 to 35.
Okay, and I was trying to understand, is this the same situation as the last item where you want to be in a position to refund the bonds given the favorable interest rate that allows you to have the savings?
Yeah, we are in a position to initiate the refunding. We have enough savings. We do not need to wait for the market to change. Unless it changes unfavorably, then we won't go to market. But right now, we are at about 5% of refunded bonds, so above the 3% debt management policy recommendation.
That was my question, is when did you plan on moving forward, and it sounds like
We'll go to the rating agencies. There's still a process, but early March.
Thanks.
T. See how easy that was?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Good thing you didn't go first.
Hey, Kathy, this is Yolanda again. Okay. I guess I'm having a difficult time trying to understand where the savings are coming from, because if you mentioned that, I guess the existing interest rate under the 2015 is around 5%.
Well,
does that mean that the refunding rate that you're anticipating is much lower than the 5%?
It is. So the average coupon of the refunded bonds, so those are the what we think we're going to get after we do the refunding, is roughly 4%. Oh, I'm sorry.
Refunding.
It's 3.5%.
Okay, that makes sense to me now.
Correct.
So you're essentially going from around a 5% down to a 3.5%.
Correct.
It's really good in this environment. So, okay, thank you.
In this situation for the district, the savings are good.
Because you were already at a much higher, so now you're going, and there's a lot of infrastructure bonds that are way cheaper today than some of the other stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? Especially when it comes to water, flooding, all that good stuff. All right. Okay, I don't have any questions.
I'll move for approval.
Okay, there's a motion by Councilman Stewart, second by Commissioner Knapp. Any further discussion? That motion should include outside of the abatement, as we normally state as well, and we already have a timeline. Mm-hmm. Of when we go. Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the last item on the agenda is to appoint or reappoint the chair and the vice chair.
I'd like to move for the appointment of Marilyn Kirkpatrick as chair and Dan Stewart as vice chair.
Still going to be my wingman?
Always. You know that.
All right.
I didn't ask if either of you are interested. Listen.
Maybe next time I won't be. But all right. Have a motion. Any other nominations?
I guess you guys usually take a second. So
I got my first and second.
Oh.
But I always ask if anybody else want it? All right, seeing none, there's a motion on the floor by Commissioner Knapp, a second by Councilman Stewart to reappoint myself and Councilman Stewart as the chair and the vice chair. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
And that motion carries. Okay, last item on the agenda, I think I scared everybody off, is any general comments from the public? Do I have any on the phone? Do I have any here? All right, we are adjourned. And there will be no March meeting.
Okay.
Listen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really
we have new. Listen, here's the thing.